Chapter 3. At the Sports Center. At dinner, the atmosphere was tense, although Uncle John and Kevin didn't argue openly. After dinner, Kevin helped with the dishes, and then he left the house. Everybody else watched television. "What are your plans for tomorrow, Janet?" asked Aunt Sue. "I'm going to the sports center," I answered. I emailed the director a few weeks ago, and she answered that there might be a summer job for me. She said I should come and speak to her. "That was a good idea, Janet," said Aunt Sue. "Janet's so responsible," said my mother. "She always plans things in advance. She received her lifeguard certificate just before we left." "That's wonderful," said Aunt Sue, smiling at me. "I remember you always loved going to the pool. I wish Kevin would be more interested in sport. He's only interested in motorcycles." "That's normal for his age," said my mother. "It'll pass." "Not fast enough for John," answered Aunt Sue sadly. I woke up the next morning after a good night's sleep, without any interruptions from Kevin. When I came downstairs, my mom and my aunt were sitting in the kitchen. They were drinking coffee and were dressed to go out. "Good morning, Janet," said my mother. "Did you sleep all right?" "Yes, thanks," I answered. "Why are you up so early, Mum? Are you going somewhere?" "Yes," Mum answered. "I'm going shopping with Aunt Sue. I want to buy a new suit for my first day as a sophisticated Toronto architect. Your father has gone to the bank. He took Stevie to the community center for his first day of scouts." "That's nice," I said. "Is Kevin still asleep?" "No, he's already left the house," Aunt Sue answered. "He goes to summer school every day to study maths, so he gets up at 7 a.m. on weekdays. I'm very proud of him. I know it's hard for him to go to school for the entire summer." "Wow, I don't know how he does it," I said. "We had summer school in Calgary too, but nobody had to go there for the entire summer." After breakfast, I started walking to the sports center. It was a long walk. I could have taken a bus, but the weather was sunny, and I wanted to see how the main street had changed. Many of the old buildings had disappeared and had been replaced by modern cafes. People were sitting and drinking coffee outside. Finally, I arrived at the sports center and went in to see the director. She looked at my lifeguard certificate and said, "I'm sorry, we've got a lifeguard who works here permanently, and we employed another one at the beginning of the summer. But you said I could come and see you," I told her. "I know," she said. "If you'd come at the beginning of the summer, you could have had a job." I sat there looking very disappointed. "Look," said the director, feeling sorry for me, "you may have difficulty finding a job now, because the summer is almost over. Our children's swimming instructor needs help. I can't pay another salary, but if you want to volunteer, you can get some experience for next year, and I can offer you a free membership at the sports center. You can swim and use the gym as much as you want. Are you qualified to teach beginners to swim?" "Yes, I am," I answered, showing her an official letter to prove my qualifications. I didn't know if I wanted to volunteer, but the director got up from her chair and said, "Come with me. Melissa's teaching a group of children from the day camp now. I'd like you to meet her." We went to the pool, where a tall, pretty girl about my age was talking to six boys and girls who didn't seem very enthusiastic about entering the water. "Melissa," called the director, "this is Janet Curtis. Janet might volunteer to help you." Melissa gave me a big smile. She seemed warm and friendly. "Hi, Janet, and welcome. I'm teaching a small class right now, but there's a larger group coming for the next lesson, and I would appreciate the help. Did you bring a swimsuit?" "Yes," I said. Melissa needed help, and I needed a friend.
Why don't you try helping Melissa today? Suggested the director. Call me this evening and tell me if you want to come back.
I changed into my swimsuit, and a few minutes later, I was standing in the water with Melissa, watching her young pupils, who were sitting next to the pool. The children entered the water and Melissa began the lesson. They were real beginners, so first we showed them how to put their faces in the water and blow bubbles. Then we watched them as they tried to imitate us. I observed Melissa as she taught. She was very patient, and I could tell that she really liked children. I decided that I could learn a lot from her, and I also needed something to do for the rest of the summer, so I agreed to help her. After the second lesson, Melissa and I sat in the cafeteria at the sports center drinking tea.
Do you live near here? I asked Melissa.
No, she answered. I live south of here, in Downsview. I once had a friend from Downsview, I said. It's quite far from here, isn't it?
It's not that far, said Melissa. I live near a subway station, and the sports center is very close to one too, so it's easy to get here.
I couldn't find a summer job closer to home. Where do you live?
My family has just moved to Toronto from Calgary. Our house won't be ready for another few weeks, so we're staying temporarily with relatives in Forest Hill.
I know a few people from Forest Hill. What's their surname?
Hume, I said.
Hume? Asked Melissa. Is Kevin Hume one of your relatives?
Yes, I answered. He's my cousin.
Melissa looked surprised.
How well do you know him? I asked.
Oh, not very well, answered Melissa.
He's a friend of one of my friends.
So how do you like swimming instruction?
I like it a lot. You're a great teacher, I told her.
You've got a lot of patience.
Thanks, she answered. I enjoy it. This is my second summer. I don't know if I'll teach next summer, though. I'd like to go traveling after I finish high school.
So, are you going into your final year? I asked.
Yes, I am, finally, answered Melissa.
My cousin Kevin is too, I said. I wanted to hear about her friend who knew Kevin, but I was too shy to ask.
Melissa didn't give me any more information. After a short silence, she asked,
What year are you going into?
I've still got 2 years of school left, I answered.
I'm 16.
I suppose you're 17.
Melissa nodded her head.
If you help me teach swimming this summer, she said, you might get the job next year.
Will you come back tomorrow?
Of course, I answered. The work is only 2 hours a day, and I can go to the gym afterwards.
I'll let the director know.
Great, said Melissa. Listen, why don't you come and sleep at my apartment on Saturday night? I'm going out with a few friends, and you can join us.
Would it be okay with your parents? I asked.
I live with my mom, answered Melissa. She won't mind. She goes out every Saturday night, and she'll probably come home after we do.
So, are you coming?
I don't see why not, I answered. It sounds like fun. Thanks.